Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Sanhedrin, Perigua de Mishnah Vav. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk. This is a very interesting way for a Mishnah to start. Normally we say something and we prove it, like it says in the Pasuk, but our Mishnah starts Shenemar. So others are takanat gairis the word Shenemar. But according to those that do, so it refers to what we learned in the previous Mishnah, that the property of the Anshe Yoni Dachas has to be destroyed. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says, V'yaskal shilala, and all of its loot, tikbah, it should be gathered, el toich rechayva, to within the town square. Maybe you remember this word from Masechtas Megillah, or Masechtas Tainis. But basically, the word rechayv means wide. Sometimes it's used to describe a street, a wide street, or a wide open square where the townspeople gather. In Eretz Yisrael, streets are called the rechov, right? Rechov Zonnefeld, Rechov Meisharim. Now, im ein la rechov, if the town has no such square, oisin la rechov, you have to make one. Hoise rechov achutzala, if the square was outside the town, kansen ois la teichel, they must bring the square inside the town. So where the Yad Ramah explains this, they have to knock down the part of the wall which cuts off the town from the square and rebuild that wall around the square. The Pasuk says, Va'iter v'sarafta v'esh, you shall burn in the fire, esoir, the town, v'yaz kol shalala, and all of its, literally loot, all the things that are there, kol el Hashem, completely burnt to Hashem, elikecha, shalala, its property, bavoloi shalal shemayim. What does shalal shemayim mean? The Mishnah explains, mikan omru, from here, chazal darshan, any Hegdish, if someone was Magdish something in this town, gave it over to Hegdish, Yepadu, it has to be redeemed. It's not burnt. Utruma is, and Truma, Yerkavu, is left to rot. We don't burn it. Maiser Sheni, we know what Maiser Sheni is, we've seen it many times till now. First year after a Shemitah, we bring Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Second year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Third year, Maaser Sheni is replaced with Maaser Ani. Fourth and fifth, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Sixth year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani. The seventh year, Shemitah. Every 7 years is Yovel. What do we do with Maaser Sheni? It's the second Maaser after Maaser Rishon. And you bring the food to Yerushalayim. If there's too much to bring to Yerushalayim, you can redeem it for money. So Maaser Sheni, V'kis V'hakoydesh Yiganezu. Normally, we redeem it for money. We bring the money up to Yerushalayim and buy food over there. But if the Maaser Sheni was part of Ir HaNidachas, as well as the Kisvei Kodesh as Svarim, they're hidden away. Why don't we say Maaser Sheni should be left to rot, like the Truma? And the answer is, says the Tosis Yom Tov, Truma, people are naturally separated from it. Ah, Truma. A Tzar will not eat Truma. If a Zari is Truma b'mezer, it's Misa b'deshamayim. So, memela, we're not worried that if you leave it to rat, someone's going to mistakenly eat it. Masha'en ken svarim, you see a sefer, yid has a natural tendency to want to learn in it. Maaser Sheni, we feel it's ours. Technically, it is property of the person. So if we're going to leave it around to rat, we're scared a person will come to eat it. And therefore, it has to be hidden. Now the Mishnah learns something else from the Pasuk. Kalil l'shem alekecha, you have to completely burn it in the fire. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Zok Rabbi Shimon, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Im atem oisim din b'ir hanidachas, if you're going to carry out what the Torah says you should do with an ir hanidachas, Mala ani aleichem, ki'ilu, I will consider it as if atem malim, like you're being makriv, like you're offering, oila kolil lifonai, a carbon oil, which is completely burnt. The carbon oil is the only carbon that is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Vaitra, the Pasuk says, V'hoisa tail oilam. It's going to be a heap that remains there forever. Loisa bona oid, never to be rebuilt. Zakt, the Mishnah we learn from here. Loi seyasa, you should not even turn it into afilu ganaisa perdesim, even gardens or orchards. Divri Rabbi Yaisi Aglili. In other words, let's say a person says, okay, I won't rebuild a town, I won't rebuild houses, but a garden or an orchard, no, no. Just leave it there. Rabbi Kiva says, Laisabana oit, it shall not be built again. Lekamai shahaisa, the way it was. Laisabana oit. The word oit indicates the way it was, that it shouldn't be built. Ain't a nifness, you shouldn't build it. Avol nasasi, ganes or pedesim, he disagrees with Rabbi Yossi Aglili and says you could turn it into gardens and orchards. Vaitur, the pasuk says, Vola yidbak biyatcha, it should not stick to your hand, mu'uma, anything in min hachaydim from the forbidden property. Why not? And the answer is, shekoz man sharishoyim ba'olam, as long as there are wicked people who take the property of this town for themselves, charoin af bi'olam, there is anger in the world. Avdu rishoyim min ha'olam, when the rishoyim leave the world, nistalek charoin af min ha'olam, Hashem's anger is removed from the world. Okay, so we darshan from the pasuk ves kol shalala tikboitz al toich rechayva. But there has to be a rechayv here. There has to be a town square. If there is no town square, we make one. If the town square is outside of the city, we rebuild the wall to include it in the city. Hegdish in the town is not burnt. See, somebody was magdish's table to hegdish. That's called kedushas bedek habayis. Rather, it's redeemed, and the money is given over to bedek habayis. Truma that someone separated to give to the kayin, we just allow it to rot. Maiser sheni for one of the people of the ir hanidachas, as well as Kisvei HaKodesh, like one of the Chumashim, or the Sifri HaNeviim, or Mezuzos. So they're hidden. We put them away. We don't just allow it to rot, that being the Maaser Sheni, because we're scared people will come to eat it. You're not naturally separated from it. The Pasuk said, Kol Hashem Alekecha, Rav Shimon told us, the Kodesh Baruch Hu considers it a Korban Oila. The Pasuk says, Vaisetel Oila, it should be an internal heap, a heap that lasts forever. After the city is burnt, that place remains charuv forever. Laisabana oid, Rabbi Yisraeli says you can't even make gardens or orchards there. Rabbi Kiva says no. Laisabana oid, you don't rebuild a city there, but you can make gardens and orchards. La yidbak biyatcha mu'uma min acherim. So we darshan from here that as long as there are ganavim that are going to steal from this, that's going to create a charoin af bi'olam, and that charoin could affect anyone. We have to realize what we do has an effect on others. A person does a certain aveira, brings a charoin af to the entire world. You do a mitzvah, it brings chus to the entire world. And that's how the Mishnah concludes, that when the mishpat is done to these ganavim, the charoin af leaves the world. So actually there's a machlokes rishonim, whether when it says, avdu rishonim min ha'olam, are we referring to those who steal? Those who take advantage of the punishment of others? Or is it referring to the Anshei Yiran Hidachas themselves? Either way, it's not good. Either way, to show and bring trouble for everyone, and Tzadikim brings chusim for everybody.